9:35 on the other side of news, and we had an eyewitness report, we call it here. We love to gather eyewitnesses for good things happening in our community. I have Teresa here this morning from Legacy Family Leadership, and good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Welcome. Welcome to the house.
Awesome.
You've got a big old month coming up, and this is a good timing for you to come in and shamelessly promote something really special in
Absolutely.
Our community.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about it.
Every April, we try to bring awareness and prevention for Child Abuse Prevention Month.
You bet.
So we do a bunch of community events. We also do fundraisers to help bring programming that will reduce
sure.
factors that lead to abuse and neglect or hurt.
Yeah. You're calling it out. Simple as that. You're calling it
yeah.
out, and you're bringing resources to both make sure we work the health of that community for kids, and we know where those problem areas are, and I know you address those in a very good, positive way. So we're not just putting the gloom and doom out there. You're bringing some lives and support, right. some hearts to unite and just absolutely eliminate
yeah.
that.
It's all about helping those parents and families break those cycles that have been happening generationally and find a way to move forward. That's
like
what we
that.
Do.
I like that very much. What do we start with? I just see some little things here that I want you to mention. I know you got a kids coloring contest, and that's just to get some kids involved. That's all month long, coming April.
That is. It's all month long. We get the coloring pages out to the community. In fact, you can pick them up here at the radio station and drop them back off here.
How did we do
and
that?
And it's a great setup there. And we'll be putting more places on our website where you can also pick those up. But
great.
All month long, we give kids opportunities to just be creative, color those pages, and turn them in for some great prizes. And it's just to kind of get the kids involved in something.
They've got to be. That's
yeah,
so good.
You
know, we happen to have colorers here in the house, too.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well, we
do.
Cut it off at 16, but we can have some emeritus entries. That'll
oh,
be great.
Well done. I like that. Okay. That's part of it. And then I guess we have the Family Fun Fair is a big thing, and that's happening right there.
Absolutely.
At the Dutch Bros headquarters.
Yes.
There.
On April 13th, we will pack that Dutch Brothers headquarters parking lot full of community resources as well as activities, games, arts and crafts, and everything is free to the families to come in. You know, the library will be there signing kids up for library cards. Food Hero will be there. We'll have the sensory play space down there. We also have a group that's coming in to make birdhouses with the kids.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And the whole point is to get down there, play with your kids, hook up with community resources. We'll also have food vendors. Oh, and a live band.
Hello.
Yeah, I think it's Rocksteady is going to be there.
Oh, perfect.
Playing music for us.
Well
yeah.
done. It makes for the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So our job is to fill it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We want to see people there. And we'll be right across from the farmer's market, so you can stop in, then go get your groceries
Look
afterwards.
How convenient.
Yeah.
It's called a rally call, y'all. I love that. What a great job. Now, I also see this Wear Blue Days thing here. It just caught my eye. What's with that?
So the symbol for Child Abuse Prevention Month are blue and silver pinwheels.
Okay.
And so we try to spread prevention by getting as many people as possible to wear blue on the 1st and the 2nd,
uh-huh.
snap some photos, and then send them into our social medias on Facebook. And we just plaster them all over the place, with some great hashtags that say wear blue for prevention. And
That's
we
cool.
just want to get, people asking, why is everybody dressed in blue today?
Good. See, like I just did, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I am familiar with the pinwheel garden because we actually plant one here every year
yes.
too for you. So looking forward to that. Tell us about that.
Right. So we do what's called roaming pinwheel gardens, and you can send a garden of pinwheels to somebody's home or business, and we will go kind of sneak over there, pop it up so that they don't see it coming. And when they get out in the morning, they'll see all the pinwheels have bloomed in their yard. And they stay there for a couple days with some signs for prevention. The other thing you can also do is you can get on our website and buy pinwheel insurance to keep your garden safe from those pesky pinwheels, so we won't set one up at your house.
Well, there you go. I like that. That's called intervention in a
Absolutely.
Very special way. Don't intervene is what I say. Just drop the money on them.
Right.
And that's the better way. And make sure you got a pinwheel garden out there. We want everybody to be gardeners with the pinwheels this month. You got a bingo event coming up. Oh, Mod Pizza's on board, too. Tell us about Mod
yeah,
Pizza's.
So Sunday, April 7th, we're going to be doing a fundraiser there at Mod Pizza. So, and if you order online or you stop into the Grants Pass Mod Pizza and just say, hey, I'm here for the fundraiser, they'll give 20% of the proceeds back to our organization. And all the money we bring in goes to doing like free community parenting classes. We do family coaching and mm-hmm. counseling. We also do career coaching, individual allies for people who are trying to get a step up and, you know,
sure.
make some better income for their families. We do marriage support and counseling. So all those services are free. So these fundraisers pay for that.
And you got real professionals yeah. working in this special organization. So I like that too. And these are folks that have a passion for it.
Right.
So you'll always find yourself with somebody that's on your side and in your heart. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like that too. And thank you to Mod Pizza, not just for the good pizza because I'm a Mod fan, but for really stepping up in the community. I like it when chains go local and they make sure they have that local
yes.
feel.
Yeah, Mod's great to us. They do it every year. We love doing it with
there
them.
There you go. Good bragging right there. Now let's talk. Bingo!
Bingo. We're excited about this one. So on April 20th, we're going to have a bingo afternoon down at the Fruitdale Grange. Jill Hamm's going to be our caller. She's going to have a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that.
She sounds familiar.
Right? We're going to have some other, you know, you can come in just for $5 for an entry fee, or you can get set up as a VIP and get set in the special seating. You'll have a host bringing you snacks and mocktails. It'll be a lot of fun. I think we'll also have a gift card, blind pool, and some snacks and drinks, all kinds of lots of fun stuff.
We love our Grange anyway. It's kind of our second annex right
yes.
here from the radio station with Jill as the general. She'll forgive me for that.
No, I'm looking forward to having her helping
She's
us.
She's going to be great. She loves to loves bingo, loves to do anything that has to do with calling a dance or an event. You got Miss Hamm
yes.
on you. It's going to be good. So, hey, we're lined up then. Good. Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. Let's not forget what the focus is. It's right there. And it's something we can all take part of. And part of it is just by simply taking part in all of these great events.
Absolutely.
And if you are a young family, even if you are a healthy young family, you don't have any of those issues. You have, I am sure, witnessed those kind of issues in your lifetime. Please bring your good family to it as well. And,
yeah.
and let's represent and make sure it's a community support thing.
Right.
Everybody needs to be there.
So all the information is really easy to find on our website, and that is just legacygp.org. And we have a tab across the top that says Child Abuse Prevention. You'll find the coloring contest, kids' fair, all the fundraisers, all the events. It'll
Everything.
Be a great time.
Everything you ever need to know. Yeah. And you're out front, right?
I am, yeah.
So anytime we need you, we'll have the inside line.
There you go.
Can you handle that?
I can.
Hey, so glad you made the time, Teresa. It's a great event. I love what you've done. This is a good thing.
Thank you.
You bet. And we'll continue to put the word out, not just this day, but we'll keep giving the little high signs to what's coming up when we hit April, okay?
Appreciate it.
We'll hit April running. It is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month, and Legacy Family Leadership is right there at the leadership side of it.
Yes.
Thanks for being y'all.
Thank you.
All right. And y'all stay right here. We have a little more business to take care of, too, as you know. Happy to be a voice for everything good in the community here.